Starting with the sixth verse, then the Spirit of the Lord. Man, we could preach right there for an hour. Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man. You will be turned into another man. And let it be when these signs come to you that you do as the occasion demands, for God is with you. You shall go down before me to Gilgal, and surely I will come down to you and offer burnt offerings and make sacrifice of peace offerings. 7 days you shall wait till I come to you and show you what you should do. So it was when he turned his back to go from Samuel that God gave him another heart. Could preach right there for an hour. And all those signs came to pass. When they came there to the hill, there was a group of prophets that met him. And the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it happened when all who knew him formerly saw that he indeed prophesied among the prophets, that the people said to one another, What is this that has come upon the son of Kish? Is Saul among the prophets? Then a man from there answered and said, But who is their father? Therefore it became a proverb, Is Saul among the prophets? Would you bow your head with me? Father, I thank you for your anointing we feel in this place. I thank you for your presence, for truly you are an awesome God, and there is nothing too hard for you. Holy Spirit, I pray that your anointing would continually move and continually touch every person here. Anoint every ear to hear, every heart to receive, and every mind to understand. And God, have your way in this place. God, we bind anything that would try to bind up this service, but we loose your people to receive. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And amen. Turn around and tell your neighbor, get ready to be changed. The title of my message this morning is Another Man. Is Another Man. If you go back to the first verse of chapter 10, it talks about how that Samuel anointed Saul, and the Bible said that he took a flask of oil and poured it over his head. And the word for flask there literally means to trickle or drop down. In other words, they would open up the flask and they would just pour a little bit out on somebody. Anybody remember Brill Cream? A little dab of do-ya? Well, it wasn't a little dab. He poured it over him, and it ran over his face and over his beard. And the word for oil there is Gethsemane, which means an oil press. How many thanks God for the anointing? But the anointing only comes because of Calvary. It's nothing I could earn, it's nothing I could have, but it is because of Calvary that I am what I am. Somebody say amen. So then the Bible said that he kissed him. And the word for kiss there is nashak, which literally means kiss, be equipped with, or arm him. You see, God don't call you to do anything unless he arms you. I'm going to say that again. God don't call you unless he arms you. And can I tell you, the church needs a fresh anointing. I'm going to say that again. The church needs a fresh anointing. It is time for the church to rise up and be anointed. Our country is going to hell in a handbasket. It's time for the church to rise up and be anointed. Amen. We are the children of God. We are the voice of God. We are the vision of God. It's time that we get anointed. It's time that the church quits playing church. And not only does he anoint us, but he kisses us with a kiss of equipment. In other words, he gives us the gifts of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, faith and power and authority. And the Bible said when he turned from him, he gave him another heart. You see, obedience will bring another heart. I've got to say that again. Obedience will bring another heart. You see, where the heart is, that's where our emotions is. You see, God is able to put love, joy, peace, faith in your life. He's able to take out fear, depression. Oh, I wish somebody would give him praise. Amen. Because God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of love and a power and a sound mind. It's time for the church to quit being depressed, oppressed. It's time for us to rise up anointed, be kissed by God, get a change of heart. Because out of the abundance of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the... So if you're going around going, I don't know if I'm going to make it, you need a new heart. Hallelujah. Oh, I can't sleep at night. I'm so afraid. You need a new heart. Amen. Amen. And obedience will give you a new heart. Listen, and the Bible said that first, I'm not done with my introduction. I'm going to start preaching. You ready? Bible said, first he sent him to Zelza. And the word Zelza means boundary between shadow and dazzling, glowing, clear, bright. It is that place where you're at the verge of your victory. You see, tears may endure for the night, but joy's coming in the morning. Oh, I wish somebody would give him praise. Amen. It's that moment when you're going from sickness to healing. It's that moment when you're going from battle to victory. It is that moment where God is about ready to shake your world and shake you loose. You see, you don't give up when you're in the shadow. Because if there's a shadow, to get a shadow, there's got to be a sun shining. Oh, hallelujah. And if you climb out of the shadow, you climb into the sunlight. And I'm talking about the S-O-N light. For Malachi said, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wing. Anybody hear me what I'm talking about? So he first sent him to that place where you go from that moment of darkness to that moment of glazing bright light. How many ever been there? You're in the middle of battle, and all of a sudden you go, wow. The devil fought you all week, and Sunday morning you're praising God. Amen. You thought you lost everything, but God turned your situation around. So that's where he went first. It is a place where God meets your needs. Turn around and tell your neighbor, God is still meeting needs. And so he first sent him to the place where God meets needs. But guess what? He wasn't changed to another man there. Then the Bible sent him, he said, I want you to go to Bethel. Anybody know what Bethel means? House of God. He said, I want you to go to the house of God. How many is glad you're in the house of God today? You know what the problem is in the house of God? People are worshiping the house of God instead of the God of the house. Amen. I want you to know there's no power in this building, but the power comes from God Almighty. I wish somebody would give him praise. Amen. It's time to quit being religious, and it's time for relationship. It's time that when we come to the house of God, we don't leave the way we came in Jesus' name. Amen. It's time for the power of God, the presence of God, the glory of God to be in the where two or three are gathered, I'm in the midst. See, he's not out there. He's right here. Amen. He's not in a book. He's right here. Amen. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but go with you unto the end of the age. Listen to me. Early this morning, this was an empty building. You know what this is right now? This is holy ground, because he is here, and where he is, it is holy ground. Amen. Oh, this is good preaching. I'm going to buy this DVD myself. You see, it's not a meeting place. It's not a place for you to come and find a boyfriend or a girlfriend. It's not a place to come and put on a fashion show. Although I look good this morning, it's because Sister Mullins knows how to dress me up. Don't look at me, men. Your wife's dressed you too. Amen. Men don't buy clothes. Oh, let me leave it alone right there. But it's not to come and look good. It's not to come and have a meeting place. We're not a club called Evangel Church of God. We are children of the Most High God. We came here for one reason: to praise and glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We come to worship him. We come to lift him up. We come to praise him. We come to magnify him. It's not about me, and it's not about you. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. Jesus! Hallelujah! It's a place of blessing, because when they got there, there was some men who gave him bread. I want you to know that when you come to church, you should be blessed. Amen. Don't come in dragging your chin and then leave dragging your chin. You should be praising God and glorifying God. Someone said at 12 o'clock, the doors of the church open and let the dead out. I don't know about you, but I don't want to let the dead out. I want to let the living out, praising and glorifying God. See, I fought the devil all week. I didn't come here to fight the devil. I came here to touch Jesus. Amen. I came here to get refilled up. Because this is a filling station. I come to get filled up. Been running on empty, but I come to get filled up. And here is where we get blessed. But he didn't get changed at the church. Wow. Well, Pastor, where did he get changed at? I'm glad you asked. Because the next place he went to was the hill of God. You see, the hill of God is where the presence of God dwelt on top of the mountain. God is spirit, and them that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. I'm not talking about a physical mountain. I'm talking about a spiritual mountain. I'm talking about a place with God. I'm talking about coming into his presence, not because I deserve it, because I don't. I didn't come in his presence because I'm somebody. I came into his presence because he's somebody, because of his grace and because of his mercy, because his righteousness. I have a right to come boldly before the throne of grace. Is it all right if I do some teaching here? Come here, Brother Travis. The Bible talks about the prodigal son when he came home. He had pig slop all over him. Smelt like pigs. Pig germs all over him. Brother Travis is going to represent the smelly guy. Can you imagine when Brother Travis came to the temple? There's nothing lower to a Jewish person than a pig. He comes to the temple, and the priest says, you can't come in here. You smell unclean. You have unclean all over you. You can't come in here. But then I see the father of the son come and step in front of him. and say, no, he's not coming in on his own, but he's coming in because he's my child. Amen. He's coming in on my righteousness. Oh, I wish somebody would praise him. See, the devil's trying to tell you, you don't deserve it. Can I tell you? You don't deserve it, but thank God you get it anyhow because of his grace, because of his mercy. We have a right to the presence of God. Hallelujah. But at the bottom of the mountain is the Philistines. The Bible said it was a Philistine garrison. The Philistines is that old enemy that Israel been fighting for a long time. Don't you know that old enemy will always show up just when you get ready to go into the presence of God? You're in church worshiping the Lord, and the devil goes, yeah, right. You can't be worshiping God. Look what you did. Look where you come from. And we go, boy, you're right. I hate that enemy. Somebody say amen. See, some of you have been fighting the same enemy for a garrison means to take a stand. At the mount of God, the enemy takes a stand. Worship team, come to the. Here is Saul standing at the mount of God, and the enemy makes a stand against him. And the Bible said that three prophets or some prophets came down from the mountain, and they were playing guitars, tambourines, flutes, piano, or a harp. Right in the midst of the enemy, the cavalry came. Oh, I don't think you hear me right there. Right in the midst of the enemy, the cavalry came. Are you ready for this? The enemy, the garrison, kept Saul from getting to the mountaintop. Then some praise and worship began to flow. And though he couldn't get to the mountaintop, he was stuck in the midst with the enemy. The glory on the mountain, the glory on the mountaintop left the mountaintop and came and rested. Oh, I don't think you hear me. The Bible said, and the Holy Spirit came on him. Are you ready to shout? Are you ready to shout? He began to prophesy. Are you ready for this? He didn't get changed at that moment of breakthrough. He didn't get changed in the house of God. He got changed to another man in the midst of the enemies. Oh, I don't think you heard me right there. He got changed in the midst of the enemy's camp. Oh, hallelujah. See, what God wants to do, he don't want to bring you out of the battle. He wants to change you in the midst of the battle. Oh, I'm about ready to shout. The devil said, I'm going to fight them. And God said, go ahead, because I'm going to change them. Oh, hallelujah. He began to prophesy. And the people that used to know him said, what is this? I like that. What is this? What is this that's happening to the son of Kish? Kish means bent to lay a snare. You see, when God changes you, he breaks generational curses. Mom and dad might have been an alcoholic. Grandma and grandpa might be an alcoholic. But I come to tell you, I'm another man. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Divorce might run rampant in my family. But can I tell you, I'm another man. Oh, hallelujah. Being poor might run through my family, but I'm another man. Oh, you're not getting this yet. You're not getting this yet. Your wife don't need another man. She needs God to make you another. Hallelujah. Your children don't need another man. He needs God to make you another man. Ladies, you're not going to get with your husband. Don't need another wife. Needs God to make you another woman. Oh, I don't know how I can love my husband. I don't know how to, you don't know where I come from. It's time to be another man. That's not who I am now. I've been changed. No more excuses. See, I'm Irish through and through. Irish drink and fight. Everywhere we go. The only person that ain't fighting and drinking at a funeral is the person in the casket. Come on, somebody. And I used to have that temper, but I'm another man. Hallelujah. Oh, no, no. See, I'm not Irish. I'm not Italian. I'm not black. I'm not white. I'm a child of God. Amen. I'm another man. Are you ready? Are you ready? The ABCs of another man. Are you ready? Pages are sticking together. Hold on. ABCs of another man. You always were losing, but now you're always winning. Bound, beaten down, but now you're bold and beautiful. Cast down, cast out, now you can't be stopped. Discouraged and downtrodden, now you're a demon destroyer. Eternally lost, but now you have eternal life. Oh, hallelujah, gross, but now gorgeous. Garments of heaviness, but now garments of praise. Hidden by sin, now hope in Christ. Indifferent, now in his hand. Judgment, now joy unspeakable. I kept falling, but now I'm kept by faith. I was a lost loser, now I'm living free. I was manipulated by sin, now I'm manifested by grace. No hope, now nothing can stop me. On the outside, now I'm on my way to heaven. Persecuted, now it's praise. Quitting, now quoting scripture. Ravished by sin, now ravishing hell. I was a sinner, now I'm a saint. Totally lost, now I'm totally found. Unattractive, now I'm unbelievable. Hallelujah! I was very bound, but now I'm very free. I was wanted, but now I'm washed by the blood of the Lamb. You're nothing, now you're a child of the King. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I was weak, but now I'm victorious. I was abused, but now I'm free. I was a sinner, now I'm holy. I am another man. I want you to stand with me. Stand with me. How many here today said, Pastor, I've been battling battles. The old man wants to rise up. That old battle is still around. I feel like I get to the Mount of God, but I can't get there because the garrison of the enemy stands between me. Listen, we're going to praise till the Spirit of God comes down and changes you. You used to be an alcoholic and drug addict. Now you're a child of God. Oh, hallelujah. You used to be defeated. Now you're a child of God. You used to be addicted to pornography. Now you're free. Oh, I'm not getting enough amens right now. I'm another man. Hallelujah. They might look at me now and say, who is this? Isn't it amazing? A doctor can look at one x-ray. And then you get prayed for and look at another and say, I don't know which one belongs to you. And you say, that one belonged to the old me, but I'm another man. This one belongs to me. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. The devil used to beat you. Now you're beating him. Hallelujah. Because you are another man. Now listen to me. We don't need to call a television evangelist to come lay hands on you, breathe on you, throw a coat on you. It was in the midst of worship. It was in the midst of praise. It was in the midst of guitar playing. It was in the midst of percussion playing. It was in the midst of flute playing. In the midst of piano playing. It was in the midst of praise and worship that the Holy Spirit of God came upon him and he became another man.
We got the victory, everything will be alright, alright. We got the victory, everything will be alright. Cause we're on the winning side. We got the victory, everything will be alright, alright. We got the victory, everything will be alright. Cause we're on the winning side. We got the victory, everything will be alright.
Obey the Lord. Hallelujah. Come here, Daniel. Come here. Come here. The enemy says, I know her. I know where she come from. I know every battle she's had. But we want the devil to know she's been in the presence of God. She's not what she used to be. Glory to God. She's a new person in Jesus Christ. You're a new person. Come on, come on, keep praising. Come on. The devil said, I know him. I know where he's been. I know his past. But I want the devil to know he's a new man. He's another man. He's another man. He's another man. He's another man. Hallelujah. Now the devil has put some curses on you. People have spoke curses over you. They said you'll never amount to anything. You'll always be a loser. Doctors said you're gonna die. They've called you a drug addict and an alcoholic. I want every person here that used to be a drug addict and alcoholic, I want you to come up here and stand with me. Come on, come on, come on, come on, stand with me. They said you was a drug addict. They said you was an alcoholic. They said you'll never amount to anything. I want you to look at me, look at me, look at me. I don't care what they said you need to say. You are not a drug addict. You are not an alcoholic. You are another man. Amen. You're another woman. You are a child of God. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. It's time for this battle to be rested once and for all. Can you lift your hands and begin to praise Him? Hallelujah. Come on, praise Him.
For us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us?
Are you ready? Oh, there's that Carmen. I keep telling her she's nothing. I keep telling her she's worthless and she don't deserve anything. I keep telling her to give up and don't press on. Well, I come to tell the devil, this is a woman of God. Amen. This is another person. You might have fought her last week, but this week you're fighting a new person. A person of victory. A person of power. Hallelujah. My God, my God. believe, this is just the way I see it, and I'm preaching, so we're going to see it my way. Saul is walking away full of the Holy Spirit, prophesying, doing this. And somebody said, what's he doing? He said, he's shaking it off. He's shaking off his past. He's shaking off his generational curses. He's shaking off his downfalls. He's shaking off the battle. Amen. Because now he's victory. Are you ready to shake it off?
Before I want to sing a little louder than before, and I want to jump higher than before, I want to shout louder than before. And I want to spin wilder than before. I want to shout louder than before.
Hallelujah.
I want to shout free.
you need to know that come Monday and Tuesday, the devil's going to come in and say, you shouted Sunday, but I'm back. You just need to look at him and go, yeah, but I'm another man. Listen to me, listen to me. If you get anything out of this message, get this. It was not in the church. It was not at the breakthrough. It was in the midst of the battle that the Holy Spirit comes. So the next time the enemy stands against you, do like this. Oh, I must need some changing. God's about to change me again. Hallelujah. Because I'm not going to get up. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to begin to worship. And if you stick around, devil, you'll get to witness the third person of the Trinity, God the Holy Spirit, show up. Hallelujah. Now, I know that I'm louder than I usually am, but that's all right because I know where I've been. I know where he brought me out of. I know the man I used to be. And I know the man I am today, amen. And it's because he made me another man. Oh, hallelujah. Turn out to your neighbor, I'm changed. This battle is over, I'm changed. Amen. How many's glad to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Stick around, have some fellowship. God bless our fellowship. Bless the food in the name of Jesus. Come on, worship team, take us out of here.